Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan on a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday. Broadus is out. We want to hear from you at 877-881-1053. The one opportunity of the week to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. Your phone calls welcome now here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we're going to go around the broadcast position, tell y'all what we're drinking and thinking about, And then we'll get to your phone calls. Currently drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, second of the day, feeling pretty good. Thinking the only way Diggs is going to get on the field for the Cowboys is if they take multiple injuries there. It just does not seem like they want to give him a shot. But enough of that. I'm also thinking that the morning news has a story up about the Hail Mary Drew Pearson touchdown ball this week. Did you guys see that story?
I did, yeah.
1975 in Minnesota, fourth quarter. There was one thing in particular I'd never heard about, I guess, or forgot about. Staubach to Pearson, scores, attempts to throw the ball into the stands, but he had such a good arm and the stadium was built so wonky, he threw it out of their old stadium.
That's right.
The Met, I think is what it was called. A guy named Cecil was walking out to his car at the time. The ball comes flying out of the stadium and gets wedged underneath his car, picks it up, throws it in the back, drives home, and tells his wife at the end of the game, like, yeah, I saw a football. And she's like, well, you didn't know? They scored at the end. He left the game. I don't know, maybe trying to beat traffic, Brian Broaddus style. She's like, that's the damn Hail Mary ball.
Know.
Wow.
So he died 6 years later. Guy bought it at auction. Last year, a Cowboys fan named Brian Adams bought it at another auction. Pretty significant piece of football history there. And, you know, something I didn't know about. So that's what I'm drinking. That's what I'm thinking as we get set to renew this rivalry. Cowboys-Vikings, Sunday Night Football. Chief, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I'm drinking some delicious coconut water right now, getting hydrated for what will hopefully be a fun weekend. And I'm thinking it would be a heck of a lot more fun if the college football playoff was happening within the next...
Thank you.
18 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
Like tonight? It needs to start tonight. We need the college football playoff to keep the momentum rolling. I'll be fired up next weekend. Do not get me wrong. And I'm sure the teams appreciate like that extra week to kind of get healthy and prepare. But gosh dang it, I want this college football playoff to get going.
That's one of the genius pieces of wisdom Joey McGuire sprinkled on us when he joined us yesterday. That, guys, every other football league plays through Thanksgiving and in through December. Just don't take a break. We can get this thing wrapped up on January 1st, have the national championship game, portal opens the next day, everybody wins.
Yeah, they all want Army Navy to have their own day. I mean, that's what it comes down to. But he did
still
like the idea
in September.
We just up it. You know, we just start the season a little bit earlier. And I think that's probably the way that they need to do this thing to fit it all in. Or, yeah, Army Navy could play tonight. and then you start the playoff on Saturday.
I like the sound of that.
You know, then you get your Friday night special. You get all the pageantry and everything. I mean, there's still a way that you can have them play on their own day. But I'm with you. Having to make a team wait 3+ weeks, you're losing all the momentum. And, you know, I'm drinking water, but I want to carry on this thought. This is what I'm thinking here. Last year, you had all the four teams that got byes lose. If that happens again, I think that that will be another topic layer of the conversation here. Is there an issue with the playoff? You have teams now that get to play a game, and they now you've got the rest versus rust conversation going on. Is that a negative now? You want the bye, you're automatically advancing, but does it hurt my team's chances because now I've got to wait 3+ weeks and the team I'm playing is coming off a game?
Instincts are all out of whack. After 3 or 4 weeks, your advantage of playing the previous week is massive.
Yep.
Yes, yes. And I think the ultimate rest versus rust is actually going to go down on Sunday with old Phil Rivers.
Let's go.
Yes, it is. 5 years? Woo-hoo. That's enough rest, and he's going to have a lot of rust.
Can't wait. Let's bring all the legends back. Basketball used to have this legends game on NBA All-Star Weekend where the old guys would get out there and play. It was always very interesting and kind of depressing at the same time. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander is thinking about something.
Shoot, what you talking about? I'm thinking about a whole lot, Phil. Yeah. I'm thinking the 40s. I'm getting washed in my 40s. I'm getting beat up.
You trying out that pill tonight?
I think no.
Did you get your hands on it though?
No, not the one I wanted. They don't deliver to Texas, so it must be some heat.
Yeah, road trip.
I'm about to say road trip, baby.
Yeah, they won't let it go to Texas. I'm drinking Replenish Zero from 7-Eleven.
Nice.
Yeah, those things. And I'm thinking, that it just sucks right now to be me right now, bro. But it's going to be okay because I'm going to suck it up and hold a good face and just die slowly on the inside like a real man. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
I'll drink to that.
I'm great, dog. Don't worry about it. I think I was getting trolled, too, at the hardware store.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to buy a big, strong plunger. And the guy was giving me tips about how to use the plunger. He's like, hey, man, I got a real good tip for you. I'm an old plumber from back in the day. He said, you want to do it rapidly. 15 in succession, maybe 20 in succession rapidly. Then he did his hand like that rapidly. I was like, oh, this fool's trolling me. You know, you got to do it like that. This fool's trolling me.
I think I'm looking for a different kind of plunger.
This is what you got to do. Rapidly, real fast.
Well, there it is. That's what we're drinking and thinking. It's time to take your phone calls here at 877-881-1053. 214 says, drinking Monster. Listening to my favorite radio station. Salute to you. All righty. 817 says, best show in a long time without Brian interrupting every 5 seconds and telling every guest that he was an NFL scout. Wow. Shots fired on Brian's birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Love you, B.
Are you proud?
Think he's hammered right now.
Why do I think this is Wolchuk's number, by the way, on the text machine?
I'm at 214, but I might have a burner.
All right, where are we going first, Lucius?
Yeah, let's go to Tim in Carthage.
Yes.
Tim, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, guys, what you up to, man? It's been a great show today. And it was a great show last night, too. Brian, hey, happy birthday. But I'll get to Brian here in a minute because I know what he's going through. I want to start off by saying drinking a little lemonade with a little shot of something-something. And that's my way of saying the lemonade's a little hard and the something-something's a little harder. So we move on and we say, welcome back, Gavin, to the game train. That's the game train for the Cowboys. Last few weeks, you've been a little bit negative, but you're back on the train.
That's
just
right.
Like Bassick, he can say it all day long that he's walking away, but hell, they'll pull him back in. I've been watching that for 60 years. 1965 was the first year I watched the Cowboys. So me and Brian, we got something in common. Caps are in the mail, boys. Don't worry. And I expect every one of you to wear your Carthage gear next Friday when we go for number 11. And that includes jewelry, too, Zach and Eric.
I got you.
Yeah, all right. So, Brian, hang in there. I know what you're getting in the next few days. And I've been there, and I bought the T-shirt, and it's not too fun. But I want everybody to have a wonderful holiday, and I wish you best of luck tonight. Gavin, I hope Abby wins.
Thank you.
And, you know, go Sunnyvale. And, hey, love you guys. With Belinda being gone, sometimes that's all I got. Go Sweet. Dogs. Tim and Carthage.
There he goes, Tim and Carthage. Been a while since we heard you, brother.
Yeah.
It's great to hear your voice. And yes, Cowboys Gavin is right. I'm back on that steed. You know, that was a bit I did for several years. And I retired it in 2021 because I was just done. And the McCarthy era never got me back on. But Shoddy has. And I think if the Cowboys can somehow get into the playoffs, they're as dangerous as anybody in the NFC. And it's been a long time since I felt that way. All righty. Where are we going next, Lucius?
We got Rodeo Ron, a.k.a. Uncle Ron. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Well, I'm drinking a little Jim Beam with a splash of sweet tea. I've got two things this week. First thing is, this is how the Cowboys are going to have to win. The defense, they need to turn that pocket into a studio apartment with no exits. CD and Pickens, they need to catch everything thrown their way by Dak. And since Minnesota, they've been living in fraud investigation headlines. I want Dallas to deliver a clean audit. No freebies, no leaks, and no mercy. Let's go, Cowboys. And the second thing I have is the Brian Broaddus. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Broaddus. Happy birthday to you. Now, I know I'm no Marilyn Monroe, but yeah. Hey, Broaddus, I got one question for you. It's your birthday, and you're not hanging out Rodeo Run. Drinking Jim Beam, listen to 105.3 The Fan. Then where the F you at, baby? Baby.
There he goes, Ron. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Always good to hear from you. Bill from Crowley is drinking Natty Light, thinking if the Eagles hand the Cowboys the division, the Cowboys will shoot themselves in the foot.
It's possible.
Probably. Still got enough issues. More than you can shake a stick at. Drinking Blonde Starbucks Coffee, says the 214, waiting to fill the air in my tires.
Yeah, me too, bro.
Yeah, the temperature comes down. Morning light comes on.
Yeah, it was a little rough ride coming in today. I was like, oh, it's kind of bouncy over that in that right side over there.
You ain't kidding, man. Everything's falling apart.
You have no idea, bro.
I got the check engine light on.
Do you?
Yeah.
I got a left headlight out.
I think it's permanent, man. I think
that
light's just a permanent issue. I'm effed.
Yeah, I'm trying my best to keep it together. Hey, Brennan. Brendan and Dennison, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
I'm drinking a blue Gatorade Zero, you know, trying to watch all the sugar intake.
There you go.
And then I am thinking that if we win against the Vikings, which is a pretty good shot, and then we take out the Chargers pretty handedly, we have a shot at winning the division. Because, I mean, let's face it, the Eagles are falling apart.
Yeah, I think you win out. I think they're going to be in the playoffs one way or another. I'd say that Chargers game, I don't know if I can pick the Cowboys to win that game.
Yeah, no, that's going to be – that's the one.
Good
that's
news
the,
is
that's that – that's the one left that you're thinking, ooh.
That's a home nooner.
It is.
And you got the West Coast travel.
It is.
Okay.
The one thing you hope for.
If bonus. Was,
yeah, yeah. You got to hope that that gives you all the benefits you need.
I think the Chargers do struggle traveling east. And the Commanders, Giants, no way the Cowboys lose either of those games. I don't think Dak will ever lose to the Giants for the rest of his career.
The Commanders one makes me a little nervous. They'll play you tough, but you should take care of business. Just get past the Chargers and the Vikings.
Okay, at 877-881-1053, if you want to call in, tell us what you're drinking and thinking. We'd love to hear from you. Where are we going next, Lucian?
For the spicy Latinas.
Yeah. That I can't see.
Getting a lot of airtime this week.
Hey, so Brian in Waco, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, what's up, guys? I am drinking a Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream Zero Sugar, my absolute favorite Dr. Pepper. I don't know if you guys have. Have you guys tried the new Zero Sugars?
Yeah, they're
fantastic.
If they're out of Diet Coke, I tap into that, and I would agree. Yeah, the flavor's close.
Yeah, I can't taste much of a difference. Yeah.
As a type 2 diabetic, it was definitely a game changer for me. But I just wanted to call in and wish happy birthday to Brian Broaddus. I know he's getting up there in age, and I'm sure his back's going out faster than the Eagles in the fourth quarter. But I love him to death. I love all you guys so much. I just wanted to really call and give you guys the flowers that you deserve, because I'm a 0.1%er of the fan. I've listened to almost 1,700 videos according to YouTube.
Sweet.
Of y'all last year.
Nice.
So, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty well dedicated to y'all, but just really wanted to tell y'all that it's been a tough year for me, and y'all have been the one steady thing that has really helped me get through the tough days this year, and I just wanted to call and tell y'all how much I appreciate y'all and love y'all to death. And, yeah, wish more and more for y'all every day. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Brian and Waco. Sorry about 2025, but I think 2026 might be your year, bro. So appreciate you calling and checking in here on what you're drinking and what you're thinking. 817's drinking a Brahms chocolate shake. He's in town from Indiana.
Yeah, it's my guy, Anthony Pikarski.
Oh, is that right?
UNT Mean Green. Yeah, yeah. He used to do stuff with me at KNTU Radio there. Anthony's a great guy. Big time Tolo.
KUNT? Is that the name of the, is that their call signals?
It was KNTU. They K-N-T-U. Switched it from KUNT for reasons you might imagine. But now I don't even know what the hell it is. It's no longer student run. It's a big shame. They got to change that there.
Where are we going next, Lucius? Oh, he's answering the phone. 682, drinking a Michelob Ultra, yeah. Thinking, I love this background music Lucius has going, and the Cowboys are going to win the division because the Eagles, maybe the Kegels, just Kegels? Made up a new one on accident.
Yeah, I like Kegels. That.
Falling apart.
The Kegels.
Let's go to Loco. No Cowboy. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Loco?
I'm starting off slow tonight. I'm drinking a drink with Sprite on the rocks. With a double shot of Crown on top.
Sounds amazing.
Sounds like a promo.
But anyway, I do want to say happy birthday to Big Brian. And hey, buddy, you're a young man. I'll be 74 my next birthday, so live it up while you can. Fellas, one thing about the last game, to me, it just seemed like we gave up on the running attack and didn't run near enough, if I'm remembering correctly. It seemed like we just pass, and instead of trying to really establish the running game. And another thing, to Brian, I heard someone ask him the question the other day if he would trade our two number ones for, what is his name, Myles Garrett,
mm-hmm.
the hot shot guy.
Yep.
And he said he didn't even take a breath. He just said yes. And then one of your other guys said, yeah, I would do the same thing. Wouldn't that almost be a tit for tat? Other than the fact that Micah knew our defense inside and out. And I also thought that was a great trade when it happened because I didn't think we had a chance of going anywhere. But in retrospect, you know how that is. If we'd have had Micah all year, we'd be leading the division and headed into the playoffs strong as hell, the way I look at it, with that pass rush he could provide. Anyway, y'all have a blessed Christmas. Enjoy your show. And we'll talk to you later.
Hey, before you go, could you just give us a howdy, folks?
Howdy, folks. Man. Welcome to the Dallas, Texas State Fair.
You are the man. Thank you so much, sir. Have a Merry Christmas to you as well.
Great set of pipes, a good memory on him as well. And, yeah, I think Myles Garrett's just a much better player than Micah Parsons.
I think Miles is just better than Micah for sure. You'd be upgrading there, but I get your point.
But it's a big move in for 2026 and maybe 2027. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's high time. Hopefully Jerry and Steven are thinking the same kind of thing that, dude, we need a pass rusher, linebacker, safety, corner, and then it's game on for 2026. What are you laughing about, Wolchuk?
Nothing.
Okay.
Right cheek sneak.
A pass gas rusher. 785, booze cruising, checking cattle up in Kansas.
Nice.
Wishing Brian a happy birthday. We're the same age. Would love to go clubbing with him.
That would be so great to just get like a vlog going of Brian clubbing. Oh, man. That would be amazing.
Booze cruising, checking on cattle sounds amazing, though.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's living the life.
Especially if you're driving over fields. It's one of the coolest things about hunting, just driving over land for miles. Where are we going next, Lucian?
Hey, Lone Ranger, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
What it do? Got a double X going right now. Yeah, and appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Hey, I'm thinking, you know midgets, right? You see, y'all know little people or whatever.
Yeah.
I went to an event, so I'm thinking they shouldn't try to take selfies, right? Because we went to the event, and she said, well, let's take a picture. And she had her phone, and told me, let's take a selfie. But her arm was still up by her chest. So somebody else had it. So anyway, I appreciate y'all. Happy birthday. Yeah, she's like, don't you ever ask to take a selfie no more. You know, because her arm wasn't long enough.
Sheesh, bro.
That double X is hitting. Oh, have yourself a great Jeez. Afternoon.
That's what he said. I'm coming here to swing a home run. That was a grounder out.
Oh. That was a grounder, bro. It was scooped up, got out of there. I give his style a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the delivery and everything. Oh,
your comedy is a jar. Your comedy is a jar.
All right, that's one here.
Okay.
Steve-O, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
I'm actually out door dashing right now, drinking a Under Armour Flash IV Rapid Rehydration. Great.
Very nice.
And, yeah, I just wanted to take this opportunity to call in and wish Brian Broaddus a happy birthday. And if I could sing him a quick happy birthday song.
Sure.
All right. Happy birthday to Brian Broaddus, that big idiot. Did you know he was a scout? Thank you.
Thank you.
I was really looking forward to a couple more bars there, but terrific job. Appreciate your creativity. Shots fired at Brian. Driving home, says the 214. I'm drinking water right now, but in about 20 minutes, I'll be having an old-fashioned made with Woodford Reserve.
Oh, nice. Woodford's great.
Love it's Woodford. Actually the 903. He says, what I'm thinking, I owe Wolchuk an apology. I texted something a few weeks ago. He should remember. You remember this guy?
No.
The one that called you the B word.
Okay, I appreciate that. Is that the one?
I think that was the okay, one.
You should remember.
I get a lot of hate on here sometimes. So.
You should remember.
And I forget a lot of things.
Crazy.
Oh! I appreciate you. Thank you.
You should remember. That's true.
What You Drinking, What You Thinking brought to you by Jake Burgers, by the way, too. Great burger over there.
Yes, great that burger. Is right. I meant to ask Jake Burger the other day if he's been yet, you know, now that he's been here a year.
Oh, yes.
I figured when family's in town,
yeah.
You got to.
He'd be like, I interviewed with that radio show that you did, too. They asked me about Jake's Burgers, bro.
You know, I was going to, and then I noticed how he was sitting. His midsection was protruding a little bit, and okay. I didn't want to go down those waters.
You don't want to ask you about I had a brisket sandwich.
He had the confidence, Jake. Though. He's repping one of those, like, skin tighties.
Yeah. He was. Yeah, I think that's how you rock it. You know,
he's feeling sexy.
You're a pro athlete, dude. That's the ideal male physique. You know, especially as a first baseman.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Just adding to your style and your whole je ne sais quoi, if you will. I have no idea what that means, but it sounded right at the time.
Je ne sais quoi.
We got to run. Thanks to everybody for participating. Please be safe. No operating heavy machinery. That does include an automobile. And What You Drink and What You Thinking brought to you by our friends at Jake's Burgers. Every Friday at 5 o'clock here in the nation, we'll hit the expressway. Got the G-Bag of the Day in LA Live coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to hit the expressway where we go commercial-free to the top. G-Bag of the Day coming up in just a couple of minutes. And then LA Live with Lucius Alexander coming up here at 5:40, a Friday night edition. Hopefully everybody is staying safe and warm out there as we go into the weekend. Cowboys pregame show, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon here on The Fan. Headline with Joseph Hoyt in the morning news. Kevonte Turpin says he'll stop fair catch fakeouts, but Cowboys return issues run deeper. It's an interesting story. Is he suggesting that Kevonte's doing that to try to make the coverage team think that he's fair caught when he actually hasn't got it above his shoulder? And maybe there's an officiating snag in there that's getting him caught up?
It could be. But I mean, I think it's pretty evident if you're, you know, using the fair catch motion that you're signaling for, like,
it's the general idea.
That's going to cause a massive problem, right? Yeah. Like, if it's just,
you can't be trying to skirt the rules like your Belichick back there.
I like it. I mean, I guess if you can get away with it, then more power to you. But no, you can't be doing that, Kevonte. And honestly, you're a good enough returner to where you don't need to do that.
No, yeah, just get the ball in your hands and try to get north and south in a hurry. No clarity on Trayvon Diggs right now. We asked Stephen Jones. He joined us back there at 3 o'clock if you want to go back and listen with YouTube or the Odyssey app. You know, I asked him, are you 100% sure that Trayvon will be activated? Because his window to return, you know, there's a 21-day practice window, and if they're not activated inside that window and it expires, then they are just done for the year. So that date for Trayvon is going to be next Sunday, 9 days from now. Are you 100% sure that he will return? And he said, yeah, but he kind of said it hemming and hawing, didn't he? Like, I think I bought him at about 60% on that answer.
Yeah. He's like, well, you know, we'll find out tomorrow. I know they like to keep some of this stuff close to the vest a little bit, but I got no guarantees that he's going to be out there.
I mean, I think at this point it's a numbers game, like him and Butler. I don't know where their roster numbers crunch is. You know, maybe if Brian was here, he could talk about like who's the 46th or the 53rd guy that we're considering here. But you have a lot of football to go. You got four games in the regular season, and if things go your way, potentially another four games in the playoffs. That's a half season's worth of football, and you're one injury away from looking back at undrafted guys, being pressed into starting duty, and that was a complete disaster with some of the guys they were having to play. Zion Childress, Tri-Quez Bridges, these guys are really to me like CFL or spring league level guys that you're having to start. I don't want to avoid that as much as possible, but they might have other things in order. And I guess if this is part of Shoddy setting his culture, like you got to be all in or you don't belong here, that part of it I would support in a big way. And I'm a big Shoddy believer. Guyton's out. Ferguson going in a good direction. Clowney game time decision. Mavs are going to take on the Nets tonight at 7:30. The Mavericks are a 7.5-point favorite. So winners of 4 of 5 and healthy now. Things are heading in that direction for the Mavs. I guess if they don't, trade away their veterans, I would expect this team to make a run, at least to being a play-in team at this point. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. I tell you, I was just walking to the bathroom while the general was doing his little updates right there, and I was thinking to myself, my 20s were great.
Yeah,
30s, I was on fire. What a run. What a run. Amazing run. 40s is going straight to the trash right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an adjustment decade.
It is slipping down the hill. Get it back in gear. I'm trying to find the gear. I just can't do it.
Yeah. You can sense your mortality. You're not as fast or strong. It's an entire transition.
Dude, I'm just talking about everything else around me sucks.
I'm about to say goodbye.
I feel good.
You feel good, but everything else around you sucks.
Everything else around me is sucking.
Well, you're doing better than I am.
All right, yeah. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P this weekend if there's anything you think I should be playing. I don't want to miss it, man. We help each other out. This is a community thing, all right? RG Bag Nation on Twitter. You can find all of our bio. I mean, all of our handles right there in the bio, okay? Our winner and champ is Zach Woolchuck. He slipped out. I think that was Tuesday night, maybe Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Monday.
Monday. Disappeared.
It was a Monday, Friday.
And he came back a little goofy. I don't know what was he doing, man. I don't know what happened.
Buffalo's got some sex appeal, don't they?
No, they miss tackles at the highest rate in football.
You're telling me Drake May, possible MVP, that guy's not sexy to you?
No,
he's sexy to you.
He's got it going.
You don't think Pat Sertan is sexy?
What kind of evil?
I don't know. I just had a little. I like it. I just took some more espresso.
The espresso.
That would make sense. The machine is doing it for me, guys. I am
playoff football. You know, it just brings it out of my guy.
And the Eagles are about to get their bums licked or kicked tonight.
Oh, wow. The Eagles about to get their bums licked tonight is crazy.
Is that some Delta 8 espresso? Is that a button that I haven't seen quite yet?
No, it's not Delta 8 espresso. It's just that triple espresso. But
got
you
some
know
horny
what?
Goat weed.
It's just that feel good. That feel good juice.
Got some
you know
ginseng
I mean?
In there. Mm-hmm. What was waking up?
Hello.
Hey. All right, let's go to the NFL. Atlanta Falcons running back Bijan Robinson, Texas. Refers to that backyard game we all used to play.
Yeah.
It's cool playing with Kirk Van. Like, this man's a goat.
No, you had a play where they threw it to you in the Bijan. They threw it to you in the backfield. You made the first one miss. Dead leg three people. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this boy threw up in the backyard.
Hey, spew the queer. That's what we do.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
So, shout out to that game, by the way. It let me know I should go nowhere near a football field. You know?
Yeah.
You get that ball. And,
yeah.
I mean, shout out to the guy Chris Schilling, and he was the guy who could dominate us, and it was just we couldn't get him, you know,
too fast.
Everybody's got a smear of the guy competitor, that, yeah. You're like, dude, too fast, too strong, stiff arms.
He's the top. You're the bottom.
Bloody noses.
Every game I watch, even basketball, I'm just looking and I watch these guys make a move, and I'm saying that would have tore me up right there.
Yeah,
that's an ACL. Boom, right there. That's an MCL for me.
Oof, pulled a groin there.
Yeah, that's everything.
Oh, there's a back.
Just a shake, a juke. And I'm like, oh, that would have tore my knee up right there. I would have been out.
Yeah. I played a flag football game about 5 or 6 years ago, and it felt like every muscle in my lower half was coming off the bone for about 2 weeks. Do not do that again.
Yeah, the groins, bro.
Yes.
The groins are bad.
It felt like I'd pulled my butt cheeks apart.
My bull cheeks.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Like the muscles on the very inside of your butt, right?
Okay.
Right as the cheeks come together.
Yeah.
I pulled those. Like muscles I didn't even know were there.
You saying you tore your crack?
I pulled my crack. That's what it is. Thank you, Woolchuck. You got me home there.
That's a Dwight Howard injury.
I pulled my butt crack.
Suck it up.
He was on the IR for that, right?
Yeah, he was.
He was on the IR. Cheeks busted. Yeah. That's what it said right there.
Cheeks was busted.
Atlanta Falcons fan right here crashed out on the head coach during halftime.
Oh, no.
Now, the head coach of the Falcons went over there and talked to the broadcasting crew pregame, gave a little kiss on the cheek, you know?
Okay.
And then they played that clip during halftime. And my man thought the coach was over there during halftime, and you're supposed to be like, get the squad hyped up.
This is why we 4-9. It's halftime. And look what I got head coach out here doing. Look what this here doing. Kissing on the cheek. Get your ass to the locker room. That's why we 4-9. Look at this bullshit. Look at this. That's why we motherfucking 4-9.
I haven't seen the clip.
He goes and kisses Andrew Whitworth on the head.
Yeah.
But that is so funny. It's pregame. He does that. He thinks it's halftime. Look at what our guy's doing.
Get Chargers like, to the get locker
room. 4-9.
That's good. That might beat me.
That's classic. That's
I don't
really
know,
good.
Man. You talking about opening your cheeks. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm still in shock, low-key.
Hey. Yeah. Go try to play flag football. Good hour and a half, 2 hours. Tell me you don't feel like you pulled your butt crack.
That is crazy, bro.
Ooh. That is nuts. 469 said, unfortunately, it sounds like too much tush push. Oh, man.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're running around playing constantly. All these muscles stay ready. Yeah. You know, you
stay
let
tight.
You let them go dormant for 5-6 years.
You let that crack go dormant on you. Loose B-hole.
Yeah.
That's a you problem, bro.
That's an in-usage thing. You don't use it, atrophies.
There's only one muscle that matters at this age. Go ask Chiafalo's grandpa. You know?
It's true.
Yeah.
Just make sure that one's working.
Keep that one working.
Am I okay?
Just chewing them joints. All right. For this next clip, parental advisory, please. Parental advisory. We got Coach JB from Last Chance U. Uh-oh. He's a toxic individual. He's going at Joe Burrow. You know, Joe Burrow just said, I'm just not feeling good right now, man. Things aren't going my way. It's just not nice.
Not having any fun.
Not having any fun. I'm feeling bad. Coach JB did not like that.
He f***ing mentioned that he's been through a lot. I know your daddy, homie. Stop. No, you f***ing haven't. Your daddy's coddled you your whole f***ing life. You went from f***ing Ohio State to f***ing LSU and won a national championship. Year two in the NFL, you were played for a Super Bowl. Miss me with the soft ass cry me a river victim ass. You play the NFL. 1% of the world gets to do what you do. You mother the ungrateful. You sound like you're in a 5150 house, homie. Mentally going through it. 5150. Do you have any mother want your job? You soft weirdo. I've lost all. Desire to ever watch you play football again, Joe Burrow. After anointing you one of the best ball spinners in football, I've lost all desire to ever watch your ass play again.
Yeah, he loves that PA word. Yeah. Pusillanimous with the A behind it. Yeah. Oh, he loves that.
It does hit.
It does hit. It does hit pretty well there.
I guess he's not at the forefront of mental health awareness in sports.
Absolutely not.
Kind of missed the lesson from a month or so ago, yeah. But Joe Burrow is putting off like goth guy type of energy, you know, so you do have to wonder, maybe it's mental health, maybe he's just beat down from the fact that he's on the worst organization.
Yeah, that part. You know?
Yeah, that could do it. And I mean, to say he hasn't dealt with anything, he did have to come back from a torn ACL, MCL, PCL. He tore a wrist ligament he had to have surgery for. Turf toe required surgery. I mean,
somebody ran up in his crib.
Yeah, like so. Yeah, somebody robbed him. I mean, it's not like the guy hasn't had to deal through any adversity. Like, sure, he's been coddled and he probably had a great childhood, but like that doesn't mean your NFL career has been just roses.
No, he should like you know do the man thing of not admitting his feelings so much though.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
you can't. Don't tell your girl either. Don't ever tell your girl about you feeling sad or something. Oh my god!
No, they'll use that against you forever. Oh, you're tired?
Girl, you was sad. She's gonna kill you, bro. Let me see. Do I got any more? Yeah, I got a few more, but I guess I'll play this one. It's not really one, but it's all right. Adult softball game right here. The pitcher and catcher relationship is what the highlight is in this situation. The catcher is just totally crashing out on the pitcher. Pitcher's getting himself rocked.
I'm not a catcher helping us.
Shut up!
That shut up is the catcher. All right, just letting you know.
I'm not a catcher helping us.
Shut up! B! It was out! No, it wasn't. It was out.
Try on the outside corner. Don't tell him not to swing.
Mark, how about you mind your P's and Q's and pitch? Go ahead. Go back.
Mind your P's and Q's and pitch. just a little bit outside there.
Right on the outside corner. Don't tell him not to swing.
Mark, how about you mind your P's and Q's and pitch?
Pitch, Mark. He realized between P's and Q's he intended to say something else. Yeah. I'll just go with it.
Yeah.
I like playing catcher. I just couldn't get in that squat for long. You know?
Well, I can see like, why.
Catch, right? Yeah.
It's tough. That's grueling on your body.
But it's like the only spot on defense other than pitcher that you feel involved in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, otherwise you're kind of just waiting. You're standing and waiting.
Like, I remember my parents telling me one time I was 10 or 11 years old playing third base. I hadn't seen a ball in a couple of innings. They're like, you sure do pick your butt a lot out there in the infield. I'm like, I'm bored as hell.
It's been a hell of a segment.
Yeah. There's a whole lot going on with Dawson's cheeks, fam.
Now we just have pitchers and catchers.
The espresso got into me, Wolchuk.
What's going on with you, bro?
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man. It's good stuff.
I'm not going to that machine y'all going to.
Is it Wolchuk, our three-time champ? He's looking for four. Is it Bijan Robinson? Is it the Falcons player crashing out on the coach? Or the Falcons, an influencer, crashing out about the coach kissing Whitworth there at halftime? Coach JB on Joe Burrow, or the adult softball pitcher and catcher relationship? I think I'm actually going to go with Coach JB on Joe Burrow. That was pretty funny to me. How about you, Wolchuk?
I'm going to go with the Falcons fan.
Give me the champ.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
Yeah, me too. Give me the champ.
By a score of 2-1-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It is Zach Wolchuk. Time to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. life.
All right, man, it's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares.
It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance some of everything.
From Spanish Plaza. And Lena, the excitement building over there?
Yes, it is, Terry, and I'm in my ass, in my mask, rather.
You got nothing to do. Watch us after the game.
We're working harder for you.
Joyce Evans for the Channel 6 10 o'clock news.
We getting out of this joint.
That's right. We show off. It's a Friday. We getting out of here, baby. Be safe on these roads. So, this is LA Live for Friday, December 12th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. We made it, people. Another historic week of 2025 in the books in so many ways. So many ways, y'all. Now, let's avoid the crash house, please. Enjoy this weekend safely, okay? Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. And stay away from that gunplay, all right? The jukes is up out here. Stay away from that gunplay, man. It ain't worth it. Those emotions, they get you to crash out. They'll lie to you every time, all right? All right. Don't crash out, fam. Like this lady right here. Eric sent me this a while back. I didn't know what to do with it until I got another piece of audio that's kind of like opposite of it. So I said, now I can play it.
There you go.
There's a lady at a sandwich shop. She goes sicko mode on the sandwich artist because she couldn't taste the cheese in her sandwich. She ordered some cheese, and I can't taste the cheese. So she went in there and gave him a hard time about it. Coming to find out, there was actually cheese on her damn sandwich, bro. Cheese on the sandwich.
Yeah. I actually pulled it. Opened up the food. Well, if you screw up on it, she asked me if I wanted cheese. I said,
pepper jack. You made your sandwich.
What?
I made it. But she already ate it.
You asked me. You remember you asked if I wanted pepper jack cheese. And then you were busy making somebody else's sandwich.
First of all, if you're in an argument in a restaurant and you're talking to the people that are working there and you say, hey, remember I told you, then you said, and we said, and then...
It's done.
You come on. You remember I said... Oh, no. No.
And then I said, is my sandwich even done yet? And then she reached over and took some ham.
Ma'am, there is cheese on it. There is cheese under the ham.
There's no cheese under the ham.
There's cheese under the ham. There's cheese under the ham.
Exactly.
There's cheese right there.
Okay.
It just don't taste it funny, but if there's cheese, then that's all I'm complaining about. So it just didn't taste like it. You know, like I said.
Can't do it, bro. Can't do it.
Oh, my God. Like I can't believe I've
can't
been such
do
a...
it. Wow. Now I got to keep explaining why I did this instead of just saying, my bad,
I just
man,
didn't
I'm
taste
tripping.
The cheese. You know?
My goodness.
It's the worst. You were distracted. You were making two sandwiches at the same time. And then my I get this to me all the time. I just get this sandwich all the time. So I know what something does. So, but I happen to be almost all the way home, and I just started taking two bites out.
Bruh.
Of it, starving. But, okay.
Just can't say sorry, bro.
Almost home circled all the way back for the
just
cheese. That was
yeah,
there the
yeah.
whole time.
Jeez.
The only saving grace here is I learned that people that can't be tolerant of somebody else's mistakes, they're equally as tough on themselves as they are to the outside world.
You might be right. I can see that. I can smoke a bag of that right there.
She would have been whooping her own ass for not putting cheese on that thing, huh? Yeah, like they don't forgive themselves. They don't forgive anything about life. So they're constantly coming after you. Like if someone's really considerate, like, oh, it's cool, man, then they're probably living a better life than the people who are, you know, jumping down your throat.
Yeah, this lady here.
I think I screwed that up, but
yeah,
you got
I
the
get
intent.
What you're saying. Yeah. It just hit. Now that lady right there, she had cheese on her sandwich. Couldn't taste it, but I got another fight over cheese right here.
Oh.
Do you like dry hamburgers or cheeseburgers? I said dry. That was loaded, right?
Yeah,
burger. I'm sorry, that's really
no. I'm never ordering a hamburger. It's always a cheeseburger.
Right, that's what I thought.
Always, bro.
Always.
And that changed at some point. Like 20 years ago, there were actually a lot of people that would prefer a regular hamburger, but now it's all cheeseburgers. Every burger's got cheese on it.
Gotta be cheeseburger, man.
Yeah.
Well, this kid got cheese on his burger and was upset about that at Wendy's.
Cheese.
Yo,
not eating it. It got cheese on it.
Why do you think put cheese on a cheeseburger?
Because I asked for a hamburger, not a cheeseburger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep on putting cheese on my hamburger. Keep on putting cheese on my hamburger.
I want it.
It got cheese on it.
I want it.
They put cheese on my hamburger.
What is wrong with him?
Doesn't like cheese.
Doesn't like his cheese.
They put
Doesn't
cheese
like
on
cheese.
My hamburger.
Maybe he's lactose intolerant.
Some of that bad fast food cheese isn't very good anyway, you know?
Nah,
gives it a weird, funky flavor.
Kid, sound like the kid from the Boondocks right there.
I don't
want
the cheese on it.
Yeah, it sounds like the Boondocks.
I got a hamburger.
I want it.
He got cheese on it.
I want it.
They put cheese on my hamburger.
Cheese.
All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Here's a weekend warning, folks. Don't crash out.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Oh, there's another little warning I found from a meth head.
Oh.
Meth head gave a warning, too. I might start playing this every once in a while for all you recreationals out there. All you recreationals, that stuff is being stepped on. It's not what you think it is anymore. There's a meth head.
I'm just trying to make sure you're all right
out
here.
Are you ready to sell your ass to hobos?
Nah, but I'm going to need you to
leave. Stay the f*** away from Fent, meth, molly, crack, and what did I miss? Heroin.
All right. Stay away from those things out there.
That's sound wisdom.
Yeah.
She knows from experience.
Yeah. Hey, I want you to Google this for me, Eric.
Yep.
Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
She says her daughter's boyfriend laid eggs.
What?
Real life eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
This has been sitting in the folder for a second. I'm just trying to empty out the folder right here. But yeah, this has been in the folder for a second. I need to know if there's a follow-up to this story. A real follow-up to this story. While you're looking for that, let me let people know that authorities have officially ended the search for Frank Matthews, the 1970s notorious New York kingpin, balling like I'm Frank Matthews. Matthews allegedly made $60 million on the streets, more than that probably. Then he vanished the night before his trial in 1973. He took $20 million in cash with him and is never heard from again. The authorities said, all right, we'll stop looking for Frank Matthews. Wow, what? What? We just stopped looking for the man. You're no longer wanted, fam. We gave up. Unbelievable. And a legendary Harlem drug dealer, I heard this the other day. His name is Alpo. He's being portrayed in the movie Paid in Full, if you've ever seen that.
His name's Alpo, like the dog food?
Alpo Martinez. He was shot and killed in a road rage incident back in Harlem on Halloween 2021, I believe it was. Well, they're saying he's still alive. Street saying he's still alive because nobody's seen the body. They think he dipped. This is crazy, man. Life of a gangster, bro. Life of a gangster.
Yeah, aren't you just like at the bottom of the harbor probably?
Yeah, I don't know where he is. Bottom of the harbor, sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah, you got fitted for some concrete boots.
Yeah, they got him out of here.
Decades ago.
They got him out of here. Yeah, Kate Beckinsale, she said her daughter's boyfriend laid two eggs. She was on late night Jimmy Kimmel talking about it.
He laid two eggs in a week is what the bright spot was.
Who did?
The boyfriend did.
He laid two eggs in a week. Is that a British thing?
Well, no, I don't know. From New Jersey. He's a Jew from New Jersey.
What does that mean, he's laid two eggs in a week?
Well, he said, I've laid an egg. And, of course, I was like, okay, trying to pull focus on the cancer operation, you know. But it had a shell and a yolk.
What? Hold on a second.
It had a shell and a yolk?
An egg came out of his body?
Yes, I'm not out of his mouth or ears. It came out the root that it would come out of a hen.
It came out his egg hole.
Well, not his vagina. Yeah.
Okay.
And he went to the bathroom and then was very surprised to find that he had laid an egg. He was genuinely scared, and he was like, it's got a full shell, it's got a yolk, and, you know...
What?
It's the size of a bird.
Well, he crushed it.
Yes, he crushed it to see what was inside. A yolk was inside.
What?
Bro,
this is bizarre.
Is he swallowing whole eggs?
Is that what happened? You can't digest it, so it just comes out? I mean, is that what
he did? It would break somewhere down the line.
Or he's doing this for show, and it's kind of a party trick. He boofs it and then pops it back out.
Like, there's no way you're actually crapping out an egg. I mean, come on, dude.
You could boof that thing without a break, you think?
Well, I think that's part of the skill. Now, one of them was hard-boiled.
That's part of the skill.
Okay. The hard-boiled one makes more sense than the one that was still just yolky up in there.
There's no elastic around that thing. If you can do an egg up in that joint.
No, that's not happening.
No. Different crack than Dawson.
You need some diapers, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Is there a follow-up? Like, I know she talked to a doctor about this. Like, she really went in on this situation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just seeing, like, just stories about it from the last couple of weeks of people just being in shock, but I'm not seeing any confirmation of it. It seems like all of the comments on the video itself are just about how kind of thin and weird Kate Beckinsale looks these days.
Yeah, she does look kind of...
She is. I mean, the collarbones are out and about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not seeing any confirmation.
Like that girl from Wicked.
Yeah. Oh,
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Both of them are really skinny.
Yeah.
Mixing a burger.
Bro, this is weird.
Yeah.
Man.
Laid an egg, bro.
That's just a bizarre story. That can't be real.
She says he's got a tree nut allergy, which seemed like just like a pointless anecdote that they've had to go to the doctor so many times because of that. But This is all time insane. I can't believe that I hadn't seen this until now. This happened a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. I was waiting for an update or something.
What has she done to herself?
It's crazy, bro.
So sad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Last one too, man. Cher, 79 years old. She's planning to get married to her boyfriend. He's 39 years old.
Okay, isn't this Cher's thing?
I mean, apparently it is.
She's always kind of been into the younger men.
I mean,
the age gap.
Good for him, bro. 39 years old. She's
yeah. I mean, he might be the one that gets the bag.
These old ladies, they like dating younger guys. The older they get, the younger they like.
Oh, young man. Yeah. Oh, young man. You just do something for me. His name is Alexander Edwards, aka AE. She wants to get married around her 80th birthday in May. Man, that's crazy, bro.
I hadn't told anybody this, but a couple of months ago, I went to go meet my buddy Chris at this bar restaurant. We were talking business and stuff, and he was like, yeah, by the way, this is like an older couples or older people's like singles bar. So I got there about 10 minutes before him. I just sat down at the bar, and I ordered an NA beer, and I'm sitting there drinking. These two very, very old ladies, I don't know, not very old, but like well into their 70s, were sitting next to me. I notice them talking. One slides over and starts asking me about my life.
Let's go, bro.
Thinking I was there to, like, pick up.
Let's go, bro.
Well,
you said that was around in the DFW area?
Yes. Okay. I'll tell you where. Yeah. Addison.
Stop that pen.
Hey, look. Daddy need a sugar mama right now. I'm telling you, boy.
Yeah.
My pockets is spit.
Yeah.
Inside out.
I might have to pop through.
She was giving me all, she was giving me all sorts of, like, 401k advice and real estate advice.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, you can only sell your home for so much without the tax laws getting on you. And I was like,
oh, my God. Okay. I was like, girl, let me buy you a drink.
Ready to knock the dust off a little bit.
Come on. I need to help. I'm holding my pants with shoestrings right now. You hear me?
I didn't realize what was happening at first.
Yeah, I'm going to need the name of that bar, player.
You got it.
Maybe she knows how to install new floors. Maybe she's got some experience with that, Lucius.
All of that. Sell the darn place.
Yeah, maybe she's a real estate agent. Yeah. Get you
sounded
hooked
like,
up.
Yeah, she was widowed. Sounded like her ex-husband was just loaded.
Oh, just all types of spending money in there.
How old did you say Cher was?
79.
Oh, my Lord.
40-year gap.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's about to get that paper, bro.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
About to get that paper. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Monday, Lord willing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out, yo.
Oh, thank you,
I'm going to need that spot, too, Mr. Dawson.
Everybody wants to know, bro. Everybody wants to know where that spot is right
now,
dude.
You got to come up.
I don't know if I should say it.
Maybe you could get an endorsement deal out of this, man.
Really nice restaurant.
Tie that up.
Okay. I'll think about revealing it as we come back for a mixed bag.
Now, don't give it to everybody yet. Let me fall through that place a few times. I need to get out. Yeah.
The owner's a heck of a guy, so maybe I should hook him up. Seems like he could use it. Good live entertainment. And some attractive, 60 to 80-year-old people.
That's it.
Well, Chuck, where are we going?
60 to 80.
All right, let's hit a mixed bag, shall we? I got all my weekly leftovers. We'll get to that. Plus, Diego Pavia, that's next in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.